You are listening to Wisdom from the Heart with me, Andrea. Welcome. In this episode, I am going to talk about how we can get from fear to freedom. And in order to really give you a deep dive into this process, I will start by saying why you should be an ally of your own fear and why a lot of the New Age teachings on fear is directly damaging. And that's also why there is a new awakening now in the community of spirituality, where psychology are being taken more into self-development and, you know, business books and the like. So we are gonna get from fear to freedom, at least moment by moment. Thank you for being here. I'm really excited about that, and I hope you have a great August so far. In a few seconds, you will get to know why fear is a good thing and why it's your ally. And as always, remember to share this episode with a friend. It's on every major platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Player FM. It's of course on Anchor FM, which is the creating platform behind this one. So I can't wait to be on this journey with you from fear to freedom. So I'm really excited, and I hope you are too. I think you are, because I think there is a shift in consciousness now where we are like tired of being sick and tired. So we really want to know how we can get past that. And that's what this is all about. I'm so freaking excited you're here. So let's get it on, shall we? PJ14 and everything. So you might wonder, what's the difference between choosing fear instead of love and having fear as an ally? Because a lot of self-development authors keep saying things such as, you either choose fear or you choose love. And in a way, that's true. But if you look into the human psyche, it's always been a pattern there called the fight or flight response, which is triggered by the amygdala. And that's where your ally comes in. It's like an animal that's your best guardian ever. Because without it, you would go into traffic without caring for your own safety. You would jump off cliffs without thinking. You would not take risks into account. However, in this very polished modern society, our amygdala is a bit on like a hang-up. It's like the amygdala keeps thinking that we are in a constant state of danger. And that's where A Course in Miracles says there is only love. and that fear is an illusion. And in a way, that's true. Because we all know in the end, we will leave this earth plane the same way. And then there might be debates on what happened after, but the thing is, you have a choice to let your amygdala run you, or you can run your amygdala. And that's what this episode is all about. So right now, I'm gonna give you an example on how to use your amygdala for the best safety prevention possible, so that your brain also can see that things work out and there will be no need for this constant fight or flight. And then we're gonna move over to how to make freedom instead of being a state of fear. But first, I want to talk a little bit about the amygdala, because it's extremely fascinating, actually. And it's not scary at all. It's just that people don't know much about it, so it's gotten a bad rep, really, which is very unfair. So I am going to give you a 2-minute breakdown on the amygdala and how to make it your ally.
The amygdala is one of the brain's centers where fear is detected and a message is sent. Danger, danger. And the reason why this is useful is because if somebody is behind you with a knife, it's good to run if you can. But the bad thing is that you can trigger amygdala if you see something, if you're on the news or whatever it might be. So for anyone who has a known fear that begs them, that they know in their heart is not dangerous, every time the amygdala reacts to that fear and you feel like you're gonna die, try to catch yourself. And then start saying, this is the amygdala, I am safe, this is a fear I've gone through many, many, many times. And as you continue to do this, it will desensitize the amygdala for that unnecessary fear. And then you can learn to catch yourself more and more. However, this is not something that's done in an instant usually. So I'm offering up a free workshop if you want. In simple comment, I'm ready to change. So I know that you are ready. And now I'm gonna take us to the last segment of this week's episode. I'm gonna give you the roadmap from fear to freedom. Hold on. It's gonna be good, and it's gonna be something that you might want to download and keep on your phone, so that you can use it whenever you are in a situation that is less than useful. So let's move on to the roadmap. We are here to create the roadmap from fear to freedom. Fear is a natural reaction that you are closer to the truth. This is a paraphrase quote by Pema Chodron. With this in mind, let us start our freedom mapping. So, can fear ever disappear totally? No. I doubt that unless you move to like an island and cut off all communication and put a cotton in your ears. Can you live a life without fear? Definitely. So how do you do that? You take each good moment in the day and just take a piece of paper and put like an X each time there is a good moment, and then each time there is a bad moment, ask yourself, how can I see this differently? Is there anything I can change? Or do I need to change the way I see the situation? Let's say you don't like your job. You can change that by changing a job or starting for yourself. But if you have a chronic health condition, you can change it, but you can take steps to control some parts of it so you don't feel that left out. So first ask yourself, is this a temporary issue? Or is it more serious? Over 90% of our fears are of temporary character, such as money and housing and food. But don't get me wrong, if you don't know where your next meal comes from, that's a reason to listen to the amygdala. My only point here is that there is a different fear, you know, like just being scared and not knowing the reason, and knowing that you're afraid because you have a diagnosis or somebody you love is sick, you know, so see the difference. And no matter what, honor your feelings. Let it come up. And release it with this prayer. And when I say release, it doesn't mean say it and everything goes away. But the more you say it, even if it sounds fake in the beginning, the more true it will become. I accept help. I want to see things differently. Help my heart to open. Thank you. Aho, amen, and amen. And that's it for this week. And I hope you have a great one. Until next time, where I might do a more deep dive into fear. If you want a deeper roadmap, let me know. Or if you want something else, let me know also. And remember, you're amazing. And your fear is gonna go away at some point. Because our biggest fear is change. And change is something we cannot escape. So I'm just going to leave you with three rounds Om Mana Padme Hum, the mantra for compassion. Om Mana Padme Hum, Om Mana Padme Hum. So take care, be good, and be nice to yourself and others, because people need kindness. The world needs kindness. The world needs you. There is nobody like you. You might think everyone is better than you, but that's not true. They're just doing things in a different way, and I'm very glad that you are here and you do things your way, and you love and you shine and you rock and you're amazing. I'm thrilled, and I can tell you the link to reach me is as always in the show notes, and if I ever can do anything to support you, reach out. I'm here for you. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.